Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Luke 6 verse 37, Jesus said, "Forgive and you will be forgiven." The word for today is the second in our series of steps to forgiveness. Here's some more. Number one, accept people as they are and don't try to change them. Now you might say, "I'll only forgive them if they change." Now that keeps it tied to them, obsessing over what they did and demanding that they act in ways that you approve of. Nothing makes people less willing to change than when you try to control them and demand that they meet your requirements. Changing people isn't your job. It's God's job. Your job is to choose to forgive and leave the outcome in God's hands. The formula for healing is simple. Forgive, let go, and let God. Here's another one. See your offender as God's tool for your growth. It's easier to forgive someone when you stop seeing them as Satan's agent sent to destroy you and begin seeing them as God's instrument to develop you. The life of Joseph speaks to this principle. The path that led him from the pit to the palace was paved by injustice, disappointment, and betrayal. But God used each painful circumstance to get him to his destiny. And God can do that for you too. And here's a third. Try reconciling with your offender. Reconciliation is God's nature. Romans 5 verse 10 says, "When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son." And what God did for you, he wants you to do for whoever you're at odds with. Jesus made reconciliation a top priority when he said in Matthew 5, 24, "Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift." Yes, it'll take selflessness and humility on your part, but the return is worth the investment. Steps to Forgiveness, Part 2. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.